empowerment, and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Some of you may know that before my career as an essential oil educator and podcaster really took off, my main career was as a childbirth educator and a doula. If you don't know what a doula is, essentially a doula is someone who helps parents and parents-to-be walk through and navigate pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum and help them achieve their goals for what that looks like for them. And a lot of my clients knew that I was into essential oils, and so sometimes we would use that as one of our tools. And then more personally, as a parent, through my first pregnancy, I had no idea what essential oils were or how to use them. And then they were introduced to me during my second pregnancy towards the end. So I really got to experience life as a pregnant mom and as a new mom before and after knowing how to use essential oils. And I'm here to tell you, the difference was just night and day. The biggest feeling of empowerment for me was in my second pregnancy when I would encounter all sorts of troubles with morning sickness or indigestion or stretch marks or whatever. And knowing that I could turn to my shelf of essential oils and concoct all sorts of solutions for me that were natural, that were safe, that didn't have side effects, just felt so empowering to me as a mother. So for today's podcast episode, it's just going to be all me, all Sam, spilling my brains on every tip and frequently asked question I could think of that I normally get surrounding the topic of essential oils during pregnancy and childbirth. We've covered this topic before for sure, but I've never done it quite so in depth on my own, uncensored and unfiltered. So you'll quickly understand that I am a liberal user of essential oils. There are definitely people out there that are much more conservative in their safety tips and their recommendations, especially surrounding pregnancy and essential oils. So just a big caveat there. I'm more liberal and open about what you can use and how you can use it in pregnancy. If that's not for you, that's not for you. No hard feelings. Now, before we get to the episode, as always, let me share my favorite oil from this past week. So I did a little thing, you guys. You know, if you've listened to my show for a while, you know that I struggle with addiction in certain things. I've been addicted to alcohol. I can get addicted to TV. I have a very addictive personality. And I got myself addicted to coffee. Dang it. It's so good. But it's also so bad for my body. I am a very sensitive body type. So I had been drinking about one cup a day for the past maybe 4 weeks in the morning, and I was starting to feel like it was taking a toll on my body. I was not getting very good sleep. I was feeling jittery. My stomach started feeling upset. I just felt really off. And I know for people who drink like 8 cups a day with no problem, they're thinking this girl's crazy, but I swear my body is just really sensitive in that way. So I knew it was time to cut it out. So I went cold turkey. And I was absolutely miserable. I got a huge migraine on day one, which I don't normally get headaches, let alone migraines. So it was very clear to me that it was the right decision. Because if this is what happens to my body when I get off of coffee, I should probably not drink it. So I knew my adrenals were really angry at me from making that stark transition. So I looked up in my favorite oil app, which is the Essential Oil Reference Guide by Life Science Publisher. It is called the LSP Pocket Guide. And I looked up adrenals and I saw that they had a Support the Adrenal Glands blend on there, which is 3 drops clove, 3 drops nutmeg, and 7 drops rosemary mixed in with 1/4 teaspoon of carrier oil and applied over the adrenals with a warm compress over top. So made up my blend, got my, I have some rice packs that we like to heat up in the microwave, put those over my adrenals, laid down for a while. And I did that about twice a day for the past couple of days. And I think it saved my life. It was so helpful. I felt so much more stable. I felt like my adrenals were much less angry at me. And I started that on day two. I never had a headache after that first day once I started doing that adrenal support concoction there. And now I have exciting news. Congratulations to Catherine Thompson for winning our August DIY dugout giveaway. We pick a winner every month out of everyone who has sent us a original DIY essential oil recipe in the past. Her recipe was called the Nighttime Knockout Roller. To make that, in a 10 milliliter roller bottle, you're going to mix 10 drops of Stress Away, 10 drops of bergamot, and 10 drops lavender essential oil, and top with a carrier oil. Roll on your wrist, chest, and behind your ears, and you'll be ready for a great night's rest. Thank you again, Catherine, for sharing that recipe, and congratulations for winning a bottle of orange essential oil and our recipe ebook full of our favorite essential oil DIY recipes to help you detoxify your home. Send us your original DIY recipes to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com and you'll be entered into this contest for as long as this contest happens.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts, and also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
So why do people use essential oils when pregnant? What are some of the benefits? Well, essential oils can aid in digestion. They can reduce stress. They can improve mood and lower anxiety. They can increase energy, promote better sleep, boost your immunity, help with all sorts of discomforts, aid in preventing stretch marks, and so on and so on. And I'm going to go over some of my best tips and oils that I recommend for some of these things. But before we get there, of course, the big question people always ask is, are they safe? Are essential oils safe to use in pregnancy? As I just said, yes, they are. But let's talk about that in a little more detail. So, some safety guidelines to be aware of. If you're in your first trimester of pregnancy, you always want to use caution for everything. And that goes for not just essential oils, but everything else out there, supplements, herbs, new foods, new activities. The rule of thumb is if it's new, if you've never done it before, then be very extra, extra cautious or avoid entirely, especially in the first trimester. There are some oils that should definitely be used more conservatively or avoided altogether in the first trimester. And these would include clary sage, wormwood, rue, oak moss, lavandula stachya, which is a different species of lavender. It's not the most common one that you'll see. Camphor, parsley seed, sage, and hyssop. These oils are considered potential uterine enactors, so could potentially start your uterus making movement or starting to cramp. And so that's something we want to avoid in the first trimester. Keep in mind that there are no great concrete studies out there that really prove that that is a big danger. In fact, it is very hard to find any sort of case studies out there or incident reports out there where a pregnant woman used any of these essential oils in moderation in a safe way and then ended up having some sort of miscarriage or trouble in their first trimester. But from what we know about these herbs and how they're used medicinally and some of their chemical properties, we always just want to be the safest as we can, especially when it comes to pregnant women. So I say that all because I like to empower you to make your own decision. And I want to highlight the fact that essential oils really are very safe to use in pregnancy so long as they're being used properly. So that means not overusing them, not drinking, you know, half a bottle of something and not using them too quickly, especially if you're very new to using essential oils. Also, if you have any sort of special health condition, you want to like pay special attention to those things and the research out there, if you can find it on essential oils and those things. So common health conditions for pregnancy would be gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, ectopic pregnancies, placental or fetal abnormalities. Any of these things are considered outliers of a healthy pregnancy that most women experience. But there are a lot of women who experience things like gestational diabetes and preeclampsia as well. If you are one of those women, just be extra cautious when introducing essential oils. They could be exactly what you need, and they could be great for your condition and your experience, and especially your emotional health throughout that. But I'm just saying, pay close attention to your body when using these things, and also make sure you're getting permission from your care provider before you start doing a whole bunch of experiments with essential oils under any of these health conditions. And then when you're using essential oils for pregnancy, always just keep in mind safety as usual. The things that we always talk about, start low and start slow. Don't, you know, use 20 drops of essential oils when two will do. And if you are new to oils, gently introduce them to your body. You want to mostly dilute your essential oils. You know, if you're putting a few drops undiluted, maybe on the bottom of your feet or on your wrist as like a perfume or something, that's fine. But if you're rubbing it onto your belly and your skin a lot, then make sure you're diluting it with a carrier oil to avoid a skin reaction or sensitivity. As always, the oils that are photosensitive are lemon, orange, tangerine, lime, grapefruit, bergamot, all the citrus oils. Don't put them directly on your skin and then walk out in sunlight. Make sure you're using a high quality essential oil as well. I can't stress this enough. When you are pregnant, especially, you do not want to introduce chemically laden or adulterated oils into your system. So make sure you're getting a high quality essential oil if you're using them in pregnancy and especially around a baby. If you're on any medications, you'll want to do a little research to make sure there's no contraindications. The most common one for this would be if you're on any medications that have disclaimers like, don't drink grapefruit juice on this, or don't eat X, Y, and Z food on this, that would be sort of your red flag to make sure that you're not using an essential oil that might have similar properties to whatever that medication is saying, hey, don't use this when on this medication. And then last but not least, most importantly, always tune into your body. Listen, listen, listen to your body and what it is telling you that it needs or doesn't need. Now, some women will choose to avoid excessive use of certain essential oils during pregnancy. So I'm going to list those out, but I want to stress that it's only some women who will choose to avoid these oils in excess. So using one or two drops of these oils on occasion throughout pregnancy is not going to do anything. Make sure you're using your oils properly. And then these would be the oils that are sort of in that questionable gray zone of, you know what, I wish we had more research on these oils to say exactly what it could or couldn't do in pregnancy, but it's just not there. So kind of a better safe than sorry approach. So those oils are, and this is not an extensive list. I'm sure you could add more oils to this list, but these are the ones that come up for me most often in my research when I'm researching what oils women may want to avoid in pregnancy. So those oils include clary sage and sage, Idaho tansy, hyssop, fennel, basil, wintergreen, myrrh, nutmeg, cinnamon, and lavandin, which is a different species of lavender. So again, these oils you may want to avoid in excess, but don't shy away from using them on occasion if that's what you need. Like I remember when I was pregnant and my hips were killing me and I really wanted to use Panaway on my hips, which is a blend that has a lot of wintergreen in it. I rubbed it on my hips and it let me sleep. I probably got 5 extra hours of sleep that night because I used the wintergreen. So I would say the pro of that outweighs the con of that potential reaction to the fetus. So I would not use it every day, and I wouldn't use more than 5 or so drops at a time. But that's just my comfort zone and where I live in my comfort zone. Another question I get a lot is, people will see that cinnamon is an oil to avoid in pregnancy. I believe that has to do with how cinnamon can kind of activate the blood a little bit and make your blood run a little bit hotter or faster. So they wonder, do I need to also avoid thieves' essential oil since it includes cinnamon? My short answer to this is no. I think that when oils are used in a blend and diluted down enough, they really don't carry that same sort of risk. But again, this is like a quantity issue in my eyes. So yes, use your thieves, but don't use it every day. Don't use it in excess. And if you can use an alternative, go for it. So lemon and frankincense down the spine, great alternative for boosting your immune system. Now, there are oils that are generally regarded as safe for use in pregnancy. So these are the oils that pretty much no one's going to argue with you is safe to use in pregnancy. The first being peppermint, but I want to disclose that peppermint does have the potential to decrease your milk supply a little bit in postpartum. I experienced this. I noticed when I used a lot of peppermint back in the day for my allergies, like a ton. So if I used a lot of peppermint, I would notice my milk supply go down a little bit. I just would simply stop using the peppermint in, 4 hours or so. It was right back up where it used to be. So it wasn't irreversible. So peppermint, lavender, lemon, cedarwood, frankincense, geranium, grapefruit, sandalwood, orange, ylang ylang, and frankincense. Those are all very common oils and generally regarded as safe in pregnancy. So now that we've kind of gone through the safety and the know-how and all the sort of red tape to know about when you're pregnant, now let's talk about how can we use essential oils during pregnancy and childbirth. And there's so many different ways. So one way I like to use essential oils in pregnancy is to promote better digestion and just a happy tummy overall. And peppermint is great for this. You can add a drop directly on your tongue is what I like to do, which is a very fun, exhilarating experience. Or put some in some water with some honey and drink it throughout the day. Or you can put peppermint, maybe 2 to 3 drops in a capsule. Fill that capsule the rest of the way up with olive oil and take it as a pill. The other oil I love for this is Digize essential oil, which is a digestive blend of calmative oils that Young Living makes. Just put 2 to 4 drops of that in a capsule, top it with olive oil and swallow. Or what works really quickly, like I always noticed this worked so quickly for me, would be putting like 2 drops of Digize in just a little bit of water and then swishing that around my gums. Swish, 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 swish for a while, and then swallow as needed. I always found that worked super well for me. Now, when using essential oils to boost your immunity, maybe you are wanting to avoid getting sick or you feel like you've got something coming on and you don't want to get sick. We want to keep our immune systems strong. What really helped me a lot was using Thieves essential oil in my diffuser or rubbing it on the bottom of my feet or diluting it with a carrier oil and rubbing it up my spine. And then if I really felt like I needed a stronger power punch, I really like putting Thieves, oregano, and rosemary essential oil in my diffuser and just sleeping with that like right next to my head at night and breathing that in. I feel like it just keeps your respiratory system nice and strong and clear and open. Now, I mentioned before about having my hips hurting in pregnancy a lot, and I don't really know anyone out there who does not experience some sort of muscle aches or joint pains in pregnancy. So having good joint rub around is highly recommended. Now, most muscle and joint concoctions made with essential oils contain wintergreen, which I was talking about earlier. So if you're going to be using this a lot, I would try for some alternatives. And those alternatives are copaiba, peppermint, Idaho balsam fir, any combination of those oils. The copaiba is very great to increase your body's anti-inflammatory response. So in other words, it just really calms down everything that's happening in your body, in your joints, in your muscles. Peppermint has such a cooling sensation. It really drives into your muscles and your joints through the skin and just feels wonderful. And then the balsam fir, or really any evergreen essential oil that comes from an evergreen tree, is going to be great for supporting your muscle health overall. So try a combination of those, whatever you've got around, and put that into a carrier oil and use that as a muscle rub. Better yet, get a friend or partner to give you a nice relaxing massage with that combination. I always remembered my lower back hurting so much in pregnancy. So that's a great one to rub on back there. All right. I have so many more tips and recipes for you guys coming up. I'll share my magic belly rub recipe, tips for battling those up and down hormones during pregnancy and birth and postpartum, and of course, how and what essential oils to use during labor and birth. But first, let's give a huge shout out to our sponsors this week. And then another challenge that comes along with pregnancy and childbirth and postpartum especially is the mood swings, right? Our emotions, our hormones are all over the place. It's such an exciting time, and it's such an emotional time too. My go-to is always frankincense for this, just taking a couple drops of frankincense and rubbing it on my ears and rubbing the rest on my wrist, or maybe even on my chest if I have some left over. Just breathing in frankincense and smelling it was such a calming, immediate calming effect for me. So if you just need like a quick centering opportunity, keep frankincense by your side and use it. It is very safe to use in pregnancy. You can also put it on your third eye, and that can really help elevate your senses, your mood, and your spirituality, which pregnancy can be such a spiritual time. Really relish it. Really take that opportunity to do journaling, do meditation, do art projects, do something maybe on the more creative side that you've never done before. And you may be surprised how healing that can be for that journey. One of my favorite blends from Young Living is Stress Away. Stress Away contains copaiba, lime, cedarwood, vanilla, absolute, akatea, and lavender. To me, it just smells like heaven. And using that, I like to put a roller ball on that one and then roll it on my neck, roll it over my chest, anywhere that I'm going to smell it a lot. And I always keep that one in my purse and a bottle in my car as well, because nowadays we're just always needing the stress away. Kind of wish they sold it in gallons. And also try citrus oils for mood. So orange, grapefruit, lemon, bergamot. Maybe try balancing that out and mixing it with some lavender to create a really calming, uplifting blend. The citrus oils are very uplifting. So usually most people have a very uplifting, happy reaction to the citrus oils, especially orange. I mean, everyone remembers cracking open an orange as a child and just smelling that citrus in, and it just makes you happy. So have that going on in your diffuser throughout the day, throughout pregnancy. If you're having trouble sleeping, a lot of people find the citrus oils very calming at nighttime as well. So I call the citrus oils just brightness in a bottle. If you're looking for a good recipe for a belly rub, making sure your skin is staying smooth and soft, then I recommend taking a quarter cup of coconut oil, about 4 tablespoons of cocoa butter, and 4 teaspoons of sweet almond oil as your base. And then mix with that 6 to 8 drops each of frankincense, lavender, and Young Living's Gentle Babies blend, which is a very special blend of oils specifically made for pregnancy and for all things pregnancy, birth, and babies. It's a wonderful oil to use on the skin. I've even used it as a diaper rash cream as well, mixed with lots of carrier oil. This would be the same recipe, would be a great baby butt lotion as well. So using that, what I call the glowing belly rub recipe, every day in pregnancy can be very sacred. It can be therapeutic. It can be calming. It can be de-stressing. Just the act of rubbing that in, taking a quiet moment to be still. I recommend take this recipe, have it on your bedstand, and then get in the habit of lying down in the middle of the day if you can get away with it. If not, do it at the end of the day. lying down, taking a good amount of that and just rubbing it into your belly and talk to your baby. Take a moment to connect, breathe deep. When our bodies are calm and de-stressed and when we are feeling good and happy, our babies, they feel that as well. And so it can be really nourishing for you and your growing baby or babies to take that moment throughout the day and take that time for yourself. Now, if you're having trouble sleeping, which is very common for pregnancy, there's all sorts of essential oils that you can try for better sleep. My go-to is always 3 drops lavender, 3 drops cedarwood, and 1 drop vetiver in my diffuser right by my bed at night. And then when we talk about essential oils to use for labor and birth, there's all sorts of ways that essential oils can be used. You want to make sure that you are running this by your provider. If you are in a hospital, especially, I would just make sure to run it by the nurses. And I'm talking to doulas here, especially if you're a doula, don't just come throwing oils all over the place. You need to kind of run it by the nurses and the doctor or the midwives and just make sure everyone's okay. Because you never know, someone could be very opposed or sensitive to scents or just feel like it's not safe. And that's their place to say. I always get permission, and especially permission from the mom. If she's not into it, if she doesn't like the smell, don't go for it. Women in childbirth can be very sensitive to smells. So before using an essential oil as a muscle rub or before putting it in a diffuser, just open up the bottle and waft it under her nose, let her smell it a bit and make sure that she likes it. So if she has any sort of negative reaction, if she curls up her nose or something, then just put that one away. But if she's like, ooh, I like that, then go ahead and use the oil. But, you know, make sure to just test it from the bottle first so that you're not wasting your oil if you put it in your diffuser and she ends up not liking it, or if you rub it on her skin and she can't escape it. We don't want that. Clary sage and myrrh are oftentimes recommended to apply to the inner ankles or rubbed on the lower abdomen throughout early labor or throughout any point of labor where the energy is just feeling kind of stuck, you know, where you feel it. You're like, oh, let's get this thing going. Let's move this along. Clary sage and myrrh are very feminine oils that really can activate that uterine activity that we want in labor. So applying that to the inner ankles or rubbing that on the lower abdomen, make sure you're using a carrier oil. Jasmine essential oil inhaled aromatically, so put in a diffuser, I've also read can have that similar effect. And then when we talk about as a doula, I love to just rub on my moms, you know, when they're in labor, when they're sore, I love to rub on them, give them lots of massages. And if they're open to essential oils as well, I may add some essential oils into that muscle rub to apply to the low back, on the hips, wherever they're hurting. Wintergreen is perfectly safe to use in childbirth, because the baby's going to be born so soon, we're no longer worried about that wintergreen going through the placenta and affecting the fetus somehow. So feel free to use wintergreen in childbirth, and it's a great cooling oil. So it can be great for that lower back spot that is often very inflamed in childbirth. I remember using Stress Away a lot in my second birth, just having it in the diffuser, having my friend and my doula and my husband rubbing it onto my neck and my shoulders, just felt so great. And then the last oil I always just keep on hand for the births that I've been to is Valor essential oil. This is a blend from Young Living that contains spruce, rosewood, blue tansy, and frankincense. And Valor is so simultaneously uplifting and grounding. I feel like it is just the perfect oil for childbirth. It encourages courage and balanced emotions. So just putting a drop over the heart or on the wrist or in your diffuser or make it into a room spray. Valor was formulated in response to the story of Roman soldiers going into battle. And before they would go into battle, they would bathe in these herbs and these spices to increase their courage. So Valor, I think, is just perfect for women. And I've really seen it with my own eyes. It really allowing women to open up and find that just extra bit of strength and courage that they need to get through that childbirth experience. The last thing I want to recommend, especially for the Young Living listeners out there who are familiar with those products more, is throughout pregnancy, drink as much Ningxia Red as you can. I think Ningxia Red, which is the wolfberry puree that Young Living makes, that is this delicious drink chock full of high antioxidants, great amount of nutrition and wonderfully supportive essential oils in this drink. It's just such a balanced, nutritive superfood that you can be ingesting throughout pregnancy. And I feel like this was the biggest difference between my first pregnancy and my second pregnancy. My first pregnancy, it took me at least 2 weeks postpartum to just feel human again, to feel like I could get any energy back, to just feel like myself, to feel like I was healed. And with my second pregnancy, by like day two, I was like, whoa, am I supposed to be feeling this good already? And I really feel like the biggest factor difference was drinking Ningxia Red every day in pregnancy and postpartum. And I've talked to many midwives who use a lot of Young Living products, and they say that the moms they know that start drinking Ningxia Red daily from like first trimester on have just the most healthy looking placentas ever. So I think that it's just one of the best things you can do overall. And also taking a good omega supplement. Young Living makes one called Omegagize that's wonderful because it also contains vitamin D in it as well. And omegas are one of the first things that really get depleted in pregnancy. And that's sort of where like pregnancy brain fog comes in a lot and is so common, is because your body is like channeling all of these omegas that you would normally be using down to your baby, because your baby needs all that healthy fat and all those healthy omegas to grow. So give your body that extra boost, that extra support, by taking a good omega-3 supplement in pregnancy. Other than that, don't be afraid to experiment, to use these oils. They are natural. They are safe. You know how to use them safely. So be empowered and use them as a tool throughout your prenatal, postpartum, and childbirth experience. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you again next week with a brand new episode here on the world's number one essential oil podcast. If you haven't yet left us a rating and review, we always appreciate that so much. And we super appreciate it when you share us with your friends. Also, if you have been looking for a way to earn some extra money this fall, we are starting up a new business training group for our team of essential oil educators. If you're interested in learning how to start a business from home, reach out to me personally at sam@samanthaleewright.com. That's sam@samanthaleewright.com. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.